Campaign pitches ahead of tomorrow's general election. Last night, Boris Johnson made a surprise speech at a Conservative Party rally, warning that a Labour supermajority would mean even higher taxes and more wokery in schools.
If these polls are right, then at the very moment when this country has beaten COVID and beaten post-COVID inflation, Westminster is about to go in diametrically the opposite direction. We are about to give Labour a supermajority. But if you want to protect our democracy, vote Conservative on Thursday.
Well, Sir Keir Starmer says a big majority for Labour would be better for the country, as it would give him a mandate to seriously change it. Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money trial has been postponed until September. It's after the US Supreme Court ruled that presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for official acts. Mr. Trump's lawyers argue his conviction should now be set aside. President Biden has blamed exhaustion for his poor performance in last week's TV debate with Donald Trump. Last night, Lloyd Doggett became the first Democratic Party congressman to publicly call for Mr. Biden to withdraw from the presidential race. Hurricane Beryl is expected to hit Jamaica later tonight after battering several Caribbean nations. The authorities there say they are working on potential evacuation plans. Google has revealed its greenhouse gas emissions have soared in the last 5 years because of the electricity needed to power data centers developing AI. According to the firm's latest environmental report, its carbon footprint increased by 48%. That's despite a pledge by the tech giant to become carbon neutral by the end of the decade. And football, Turkey have beaten Austria 2-1 to reach the quarterfinals of the Euros, where they'll play the Netherlands. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Stephen Davis.
Parsley Box deliver delicious meals straight to my door that I can simply pop in the microwave and enjoy in minutes. I think my favourite is the chicken and bacon pie, or the steak hot pot, or the sweet and sour chicken. Request a catalogue today and receive £10 off your first order when you spend £35. Visit parsleybox.com or give us a call on 0800 612 7225. Ooh, or maybe the lasagna. Discover your favourites.
Radio Bath. Weather.
Cloudy day with some occasional drizzle and feeling cool with highs of 16, 17 degrees.
Radio Bath. Made in Bath.
Please stop explaining. Don't tell me 'cause you hurt.
morning. This is Radio Bath. I'm Steve Fountain with No Doubt and Don't Speak. Simon McNeil Ritchie is at the Leadership Dialogues at the Forum in Bath, and we'll let him explain exactly what's going on because it's a day of speeches, and I think he's got a guest with him. Hello, Simon.
I do have a guest, and actually, Don't Speak is not really the best tune for it because everyone is talking.
Please chat, that's the thing, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we just listened to a fascinating conversation and presentation given by Johan van Graan, who is the head of rugby at Bath Rugby. The auditorium was packed, as you'd expect. People was very much see this as one of the keynote talks. And, well, it didn't disappoint, that's to be sure. Johan, good morning.
Morning, you well?
I'm very well, actually. And actually, thanks to you and Barnes Rugby, I think we're all a lot better than we've been for a long time. I was really struck by so many of the lessons that you brought out that you've had to apply to, let's face it, Bath Rugby, when you took over, or just prior to that, the one that finished bottom of the season, had 9 players who were in that team, who then also performed at Twickenham recently. So that's the 60% of the team was the same team that had had such a difficult season a few seasons ago and came within a whisker of winning the championship.
Yeah, I think you know, a lot of players are from Bath, and that's very important. You know, the community in rugby is such an important thing, and yeah, a lot of players have been here from before the 11th of July 2022, and yeah, we're on a journey, and no, it's been brilliant to be part of this club, and you know, to go through what we've gone through the last 2 years was intense, very enjoyable, and yeah, it's down to the hard work and the belief of a lot of people, owner, board, CEO, the players have been phenomenal, the support staff, and yeah, the supporters of the Blue, Black and White.
So it sounds as if everybody has really bought into your vision for your club, for your method of training. There are a number of points that really struck home. One of the first ones you meant was they have to perform under conditions of intense pressure. Well, I don't suppose it gets much more intense than what we saw at Twickenham.
Yeah, look, we said at Twickenham that we're not going to die wandering, and we're not going to have any regrets, and we gave it all we got. Credit to Northampton, you know, they were better than us on the day by 4 points, but I'm so proud of our group, and you know, the way that we fought. We started that game really well. Unfortunately, there was a red card, but yeah, look, how the players and the staff gathered around Benno, and then how they performed for the last 60 minutes of that game is heroic, and that's all you can ask for. In a final, there'll be a winner and there'll be a loser, and are very proud of our team.
I can't even begin to imagine how it felt not to be part of the winning team that day, but I think all of us, pundits and ordinary supporters, were just so impressed by the resilience of the performance by Bath, the refusal to give up. Everybody wrote them off after the red card. You know, it was going to be, you know, how much are they going to get defeated by? And actually, you came within a whisker of winning it.
Yeah, look, it came down to the last play of the game. But one of the themes were when we started tough to beat, and we've certainly become tough to beat, and it started with understanding what we're about and creating something that we can be proud of and putting pride back into the Bath jersey. And, you know, the players have certainly done that, and all credit to them. And, you know, they thought with everything that they have. And, yeah, look, our team has become a very close and tight-knit circle, and, yeah, very proud of them.
Well, I saw them play in the semi-final. I wasn't able to go to the final because my content director is on the other end of this microphone, was having a rather significant birthday, but we all watched it. I think one of the other messages that came across from your talk today was the importance of sustainability, sustainable drive. And I wonder, we've seen the football in the Euros, if I may use a dirty word like soccer, we've seen the fact that they are under so much pressure to win that almost seems to get in the way of them doing so. Whereas the Bath team seem to be first and then go and take it to them.
Yeah, I think, you know, expectation is something that are common professional sport, and specifically if people believe that you should win. But we've embraced expectation. You've got to train for it. You've got to have a process, and we just stuck to our process throughout the last 2 years, and we became better. And you know, the more you win, the more people expect you to win, and that's something that we'll embrace, and that's something that we have embraced. And you need good people, and we've got an incredible amount of very good people at Bath.
And now, if I can ask a slightly more personal question, you have played to the highest standards of international rugby. Now you're coach. How does it feel to be on the sidelines, albeit in charge, having to work through 15 players on the field?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've played at the highest level, but I was very average as a rugby player. But I've loved coaching, and trust. You've got to trust the people around you, and we've got incredible support staff to, you know, make sure that the team are as well prepared as they can be. And then once the first whistle goes, it's 80 minutes between the four white lines, and that's your 15 guys on the pitch. And we've got incredible leadership: Ben Spencer, Charlie Ewells, Finn Russell, Thomas Tutuai, to name a few. We've worked very hard on our process on pitch, and you know, you've got to enjoy it, and you've got to empower players to go and play the game. Ultimately, they are very good rugby players, and you know, you prepare them as well as you can. And you know, three of our themes were consistency, to become more consistent, to be confident, you know, play with confidence, and we certainly played this game with confidence, and then to be clinical, execute on the day. And with professional sport, the one thing that is guaranteed is there'll be mistakes. It's how you adapt from the mistakes and how you turn that into a positive. So, very proud of our group.
Well, I think we're all proud of your group, and I was particularly taken by your strapline, that the best is yet to come. Well, coming very close in the Premiership final, you've set your standards very, very high, but we wish you every success in the coming season, and we cannot wait to see you and to get behind the team.
No, thank you very much, and thanks to the supporters of the Blue, Black and White. Ultimately, we're a rugby club, and we're in the city of Bath, and you know, we love playing at the Rec, and we love to play in front of the Blue, Black and White. Thank you.
Steve, well, there you've heard it from the man himself.
Well, indeed, Simon. And if ever there was a man who made a difference, it would have been him, wouldn't it? You're spot on, really. I mean, we pretty much went from worst to almost first in the space of a couple of seasons. And I know that perhaps, you know, there wasn't the jeopardy back in the days when we did come last because they didn't have any relegation. But nevertheless, nobody wants to come last. And to come so close to winning at the Premiership final at Twickenham, because I was in the car when the red card was shown, and I thought, well, that's it, then, you know, we're going to get hammered. But actually, I suppose so. Apart from the players and the coaching staff, you know, they would have had a completely different perspective on it, and they just thought, you know, we're still in this game until the fat lady sings, it ain't over, as they say. And you know, and they got within 4 points. I mean, they took it to the wire.
Absolutely, you know. I think we'd have that fat lady, by the way, in the scrum. We'd have probably won.
We might well have done. All right, so we'll catch up with you again before too long. I think you've got somebody else lined up to come and talk to us about the leadership dialogues. All right, talk to you in a while, Simon.
Thank you.
I fell in love with impossible. Shook hands with a man named Intangible. Left a trail in the sand, let him know that I've been here. I caught a glimpse of the invisible. I threw stones at Invincible. It didn't hurt, I never said that it would work. And if I fall doesn't mean that I failed to fly. Failure is only a fail to try. I put heaven in my right hand. It's too expensive in the sky. So what do you believe in? It's never easy to. Don't mean your faith is gone. Hard time in leaving. Oh, so why do you believe in? Oh, all I need in this world. All I need in this world.
make it sad. No, when push come to shovel, I was seeing double and life turned to rubble in a flash. Every mistake that I made was a friend of mine, taught me to come back 100 times. Every hill I didn't die on is a mountain that I climbed. So what do you
believe in at Radio Bath. We'll be getting more from Simon at the forum and the leadership dialogues in a moment.
The Nursery Hilberton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Perfect Fit Lingerie of Keynsham has that perfect something for everyone and every occasion. We've been measuring and fitting lingerie for 30 years. Affordable prices, a fabulous selection, and expert advice. So for bridal, maternity, sports, medical, elderly, fittings, or just a special treat, pay us a visit on Temple Street, Keynsham, between Bristol and Bath. Visit perfectfit.uk.com or call 0117 986 0950. Perfect Fit Lingerie. Get yourself fitted for every occasion. Want to maximise your loft space for storage? You need Loftboarding Southwest, a local family-run business with fully employed staff. As an approved Loft Zone installer, we guarantee top-quality raised loftboarding solutions personalised to your requirements. Improve access and lighting to transform your attic into a functional area for storage without compromising on your insulation. Don't let valuable space go to waste. Visit us online at loftboardingsouthwest.co.uk to discover how we can unlock the full potential of your attic today. Loftboarding Southwest. Professional loft boarding, loft insulation, loft storage and loft ladder installation throughout Bristol, Bath and the Southwest.
Locally made. This is Radio Bath.
I'm broke but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy, yeah. I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that every man's gotta be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I've got drunk, but I'm sober.
Radio Bath with Alanis Morissette and Hand in Pocket. So Simon McNeil Ritchie, just a great job to get a one-to-one with Joanne Van Gran. That is such a difficult thing to do. You can't do it on the press call when they all turn up at the rugby club, but to grab him one-to-one like that was very impressive. And we got to sort of have a little sneak preview of what he's done to make the changes that took us from worst to nearly first and a premiership final last, well, just a couple of few weeks ago now, wasn't it? So I know we're back to Simon now, and he's got more guests.
Yeah, you should have seen the rugby tackle on Johan. He wasn't going to come quietly, I can tell you.
I imagine that would have been the case.
Yeah, I wouldn't fancy trying that on. Much more civilised, I think. I'm talking now to Professor Steve Wyatt. He is a professor and consultant of leadership and strategy. And, well, there is so much that we could be talking about. Can we start with intentional leadership and what we understand by that, Steve?
Okay, sure. So intentional leadership... Well, I was running out of adjectives to put in front of the word leadership, so we've had responsible and purpose. But it's in that kind of space. And the difference with responsible leadership, which has been talked about, I would argue, too much, is that responsible to whom becomes a weapon. And it's very easy to criticize decisions after they've been made because of second-order implications, or the future just didn't turn out as you expected it. So the idea with intentional leadership is to put the focus back on the leader and to say, what were you intending to have as the outcome? Did you make a conscious choice, or were you victim to pressures and circumstances and the rest of it? And so the emphasis is with intentional leadership is think about what you are anchored on, what your values are, the impact you want to have. You can't please everybody all the time on everything. So some people are going to be angry and upset. But what is your intention here? And get that confidence to act in ways which will lead in the direction that you hope to act. Consequences of all of that may well be unforeseen and things might turn out, but intentionality is so important and so missing for a lot of leaders.
Do you find, therefore, and I was thinking, I come from a public sector background originally, do you think that some of the problems we have in parts of the public sector are that the expectations, the boundaries, the drivers are already preset when the leader is then appointed, and leadership actually becomes really quite difficult?
Very big question. So leadership is difficult anyway. If you need a leader, leadership's difficult. If you need a manager, leadership's pretty easy. So basically the difference is if difficult decisions and compromise and trade-offs and a clear new vision are required, that requires leadership. And that means that you can't be based on consensus and asking everybody, because that would be called continuation. So when leading only management, basically the status quo, or it's okay to kick the can down the road a little bit longer, don't fix the NHS, sure. Don't fix it again, that'll be fine, you know. If that's not called leadership, right? If you want to solve big issues, you need real leaders, and they're going to have to take risks. And real leadership is not a popularity contest. And that's one of the big trade-offs we have in many societies, that we think leadership is somehow a popularity contest.
And presumably some leaders think they have to be popular in order to survive. I'm interested to, if you pardon the pun, unpick your statement, which says, to weave a tapestry of your vision with threads of the dreams of others.
Yeah. So I used to be very strongly of the opinion that you were, as a leader, you would have your vision, your plan for the future, and then you would essentially sell that. You'd get others to buy into it, and people would become aligned with that vision, and you'll be marching off in the same direction. And then through brutal personal direct experience, I realized that the bigger the initiative you're leading, the greater the diversity of people that are going to be touched by it or brought into it. And it's almost impossible that that great diversity of people are going to have the same goal objectives that you've got. So you have to respect their different life stages, economic circumstances, whatever beliefs. And so you want to be able to find how to weave their own personal story and trajectory to be part of the tapestry that you're creating in order to achieve your vision. And then the corollary of that is, I also realize that there are always bigger powers at play, be they government regulators or whatever. And even as a leader, and you know, I was in this particular case running a company of over 1,000 people, which I was, had woven together, I was only a thread in someone else's bigger tapestry. And so that also puts a degree of humility with it. So it's this idea that you're never, ever completely aligned with anybody who's not you.
Fascinating. And of course, that whole metaphor fits really neatly with something that else that's going on here, where we're bringing people from the business communities, charities, civic, academia, of course, together, all with their own particular goals and plans, which all have to be woven together if we're to create, you know, the fabric of a community that we all want to see here in Bath. This is the first time that this particular conference has been held in the UK. What are your hopes and goals for it going forward?
Okay, so it is the first time in the UK, and my hope is therefore there is a sequence of these in the future. However, there's a deliberate choice to have this in Bath and not in London, in that there are, and the other deliberate choice in this event is that it's an in-person event, not an online event. So we have lots of events that happen around leadership or management and so forth, and many of them are, I would say, compromised to reach a bigger audience by being online or hybrid. And so you lose the value of intentionality. I have to choose to go there to listen and interact, right? And secondly, there's a lot that goes on in London, so it's very difficult to differentiate in that noise. Bath's a beautiful location, and it has that idea of a bit of reflectiveness. So people will make the journey here, or if we're fortunate enough to live in the surroundings, that's great. But the idea is to come and have an intentional moment of reflection about what is positive in leadership and how to be positive. And so in the coming years, we hope this is going to grow. I would still like it anchored on Bath, but experience elsewhere when I was in Asia would say that this also then has attraction for other localities as well. Whether this would be other cities or in the UK or other cities in Europe, probably the latter. But first and foremost, we're just ecstatic to be in Bath and very happy to be anchored in Bath, and you know, long may it stay.
Professor Steve White, we're very pleased to have you in Bath, and perhaps at a later date we'll get you in to talk at length more about some of your ideas and your philosophies on leadership. I know you've got to run off and give a talk now. Everybody is in the auditorium waiting for you, so thank you very much indeed, and we'll catch up with you very soon, I hope.
Great. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Interesting well, stuff, Steve. Simon. Very interesting. I mean, you listen to somebody like Steve talking. We had him on air last week. We didn't get as long with him as you've just had, but he does set your mind, if you're a leader or you think you're a leader, he does set your mind to thinking about things and whether or not you're doing it in the right way. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. And there's so much in leadership which seems, certainly at first sight, contradictory. You know, you need to be this, but you also need to be that. You need to do this, but you also need to do the other. And it's I think, knowing when to choose to do what and in what way makes the difference between certainly not necessarily a good leader and a bad leader, but a successful one.
Yes.
You know, a lucky one.
And trying to get everybody to come with you is a challenge. There's no doubt about that. Everybody.
Well, fortunately, we don't have any problems like that on Radio Bath.
Well,
do we
don't. Although I did actually, I was speaking at a radio conference a good number of years ago now, and I made an. You get a lot of criticism in all walks of life, but in radio, it's a bit like managing the England football team or the team that you support, rugby team, football team, whatever. And what that is that a lot of people out there, whether they're a listener or a supporter, will think that they can do the job better than you. So, you know, you put together in radio terms a selection of songs to be played, and you can please some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all the time. But a lot of people will get the idea that actually they can just do it better than you, whether they work with you or whether they're a listener. And I've had numbers of emails and phone calls over, you know, 30 years or more of, actually, why did you choose that? I wouldn't have done that. I could have done this better than you, that kind of thing. And I use that analogy that running a radio station is a bit like running the England team. And if you really want to know exactly what that means, you've only got to see all the flack that Gareth Southgate has taken in the last couple of weeks and a bit about
his
team selection. And he won the group, and he won his round of 16. I know exactly. So, and there's more to come on that, I'm absolutely sure. So,
well, I'll come in and do the overhead kick on the 80 seconds to go on your show, if you like.
All right, okay. Are we going to hear from you some more? You got anyone else lined up?
No, I don't know if we have, actually.
All right. Well, we'll see how we go. You'll be there and I'll be here, so we'll see.
I'll let you know.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
Radio Made in Bath. This is Radio Bath.
Radio Bath with Breathe and Hands to Heaven. We will be going back to Simon at least one more time. I think he's got Brim with him, who looks after the forum. We'll do that in about 7 or 8 minutes. Just starting. Ariana Grande and Into You from Radio Bath. More from the forum within the next 5 minutes.
This is Radio Bath.
The Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk. Avonvale Carpets, your trusted source for exquisite flooring in Bath and Wiltshire. As a family-owned business for over 50 years, we specialise in LVT, vinyl, natural flooring, engineered wood, stain-resistant, wool, and bespoke carpets. We seamlessly match carpets with lifestyles, homes, and workplaces. Visit us on Kingsmead Street or explore our collection at avonvalecarpets.co.uk. Avonvale Carpets. Beautiful flooring fitted perfectly.
Looking for a vibrant venue in Trowbridge? The Civic Trowbridge is the place to meet, entertain and celebrate. With a year-round programme of events, it's a popular destination for musicians, comedians and theatre shows. From parties to live music and family events, there's something for everyone. Plus, it offers top-of-the-range meeting rooms and impressive spaces for private celebrations. Visit thecivictrowbridge.co.uk to find out more. The Civic Trowbridge. Meet, entertain, celebrate.
Radio Bath.
Yeah.
Radio Bath, Whitney Houston, I Wanna Dance With Somebody. I've got some Michael Jackson on the way for you in just a little while. Before that, we're going back to the forum where we're going to join Simon once again. Hello.
Hello, hello. Well, I'm here with Bryn Williams. He's the general manager of the forum, and it didn't seem right to go without talking to the people behind the organisation of today's superb event. Bryn.
Do you know, I think Steve just deliberately set us up with Whitney Houston there because he knows that the world's best Whitney Houston tribute act is coming into the forum later, and I want to dance with somebody because I think he knows about our dance program as well. But
he's that good, you know. He is that good.
Coming. He's that good. He's not hyphenated though, but like you guys. But there we are. So yes, it's an absolute pleasure to be having you here today. As you know, the forum best known for its live entertainment program, but we're at the stage now, I think, where people would probably say that over the last few years we've really got that established. And so what that's done is it's enabled us to branch out into some more daytime events. And so pleased to have developed with Steve and Chum from University of Bath the Leadership Dialogues and Leadership Dialogues at Bath. You know, I've got a sneaky feeling that Bath is going to enable them to go to other places as well. So maybe we'll see Leadership Dialogues elsewhere. But yeah, it's good to have you with us here at the Forum, as you know, usually known for its live touring events. We've got loads of that stuff coming up this year and enhancing our children's program as well. We've got Charlie Cook's favourite book coming in a week or two and a summer break before we get into our really big gigs of the autumn season. So, and I know that you guys support us very well with all that. So lovely to have you with us.
It's great to be here. And actually, looking at your program, you may say it's sort of settling down over summer, but it still keeps coming on. And one of the things I've noticed is Friday, the 6th of September, Tim Peake talking about astronauts. Again, another sort of way in which you've branched out beyond the specific music gig.
Yeah, well, you know, he still comes on singing Fly Me to the Moon. So he links it in with the touring. But yes, and of course, we're hosting Evening With talks like that. Some things that should really be in stadiums as well, like Paul Smith, the very famous comedian, made a name for himself, doing stadiums now but coming to do underplays. A few Married at First Sight fans, Lucinda Light's coming. All sorts of things across the period. And then a lot of our traditional stuff, our heritage stuff. So you'll know, you'll remember David Essex and all Squeeze and Jules Holland and all those guys. So
I can't believe you just looked at me and said, you'll remember Dave Essex. Actually, that was the first single I ever bought was Hold Me Close. My father wanted me to buy Imagine by John Lennon and I let him down yet again. It's just one of those psychological scars, Brian, I've just had to learn to live with. Steve, I think you've got someone who could rival you for some singing. I don't know, maybe you should do a duet next time.
What, David Essex?
I was thinking more Bryn Williams.
Oh, okay. Well, certainly he's got Welsh overtones, so it's entirely possible. David Essex, by the way, is coming to the Forum on the 3rd of September.
Oh, well, we've got to go there, haven't we? And then 4 days later, 3 days later, we've got Tim Peake. We're going to be with the stars.
Do you think that'll ever get off the ground?
Oh, I think we ought to stop now.
Okay, fair enough.
It's time for launch.
Thanks to Bryn, and thanks to you this morning as well. We love the forum. Great place, and there's some brilliant acts coming up. And if you go to the forum's website, you'll be able to get all the information that you need. But yes, indeed, David Essex is coming there on the 3rd of September, and he's still got it. It'll be full of ladies, Simon. There's no doubt about that.
I don't think either of us can go then.
Well, I don't know. We could do. Dress up.
Made in Bath. This is Radio Bath.
I don't know how it led to this. I felt the tremor in your kiss. The earth shakes and I enter it. My body realigns. Can I handle this? I taste the pleasure on your lips. You make planets start to spin. I'm ready to ignite. Let me feel your devotion. Let me feel your emotion. Love me like it's the last night. Like it's the last night. Hit me like a meteorite.
enough. I need this to survive. Reckless, what I'm heading for. Lights flash and I hear a roar. One touch and you're so powerful. You're burning through the night. Let me feel your devotion. Let me feel your emotion. Love me.
Yeah.
Radio Bath with Michael Jackson. Been a busy morning, that, hasn't it? Right after 12, between 12 and 2, it's Bradley and Mills. And they'll be coming your way after the midday news.
Warminster. This is Radio Bath.
The Nursery Hilperton, proud sponsor of the morning show. They have all you need to make your garden grow. Find out more at the-nursery.co.uk.
Your dream garden starts here. Create the perfect outdoor living space with Hillier. Top quality plants bring colour and texture to your home. Browse our inspirational range of garden furniture and barbecues. And let outdoor lighting provide the right ambience. Visit Hillier Garden Centre, Bath, Whiteway Road. Or shop online at hillier.co.uk.
At Gough Solicitors, we know how hard it is to deal with a separation or divorce. Our award-winning team of trusted advisors